Good morning. This is KWSO News. The Tribal Council elections have been over for about 2 weeks, and next up for them is the 29th Tribal Council for the Confederated Tribes of Warm Springs being sworn in on May 2nd. Lincoln J. Suppa and Raymond Moody are two incumbents in the Simnasho District, and Wilson Wewa is the incumbent in the Siksikwa District, and there will be five new members of Tribal Council. The five new members are as follows: Carlos Kalika in the Simnasho District, Rosa Grable in the Siksikwa District, and in the Agency District, Jim Mannion, Alvis Smith III, and Jonathan W. Smith. The swearing-in ceremony will start at 9 a.m. on Monday, May 2nd, in front of the Tribal Administration Building. In Warm Springs, a local COVID-19 response team reported to Tribal Council Monday with their latest recommendations for the tribe's COVID-19 protocols. Tribal Council approved the recommendations, and going forward, all doors will be open for public access with no need to sign in or prove they are vaccinated. Temperature checks will remain as a prevention tool. If temperature exceeds 100.4, individuals should not enter the building. There will be no capacity limits in buildings. Masks will be optional, recommended, but not mandatory. However, the Health and Wellness Clinic has different rules for patients' care areas where masks must be worn. Events will not be required to be approved by the COVID team. For cooks and servers, if food is served at any event to reduce possible exposure, paper and plastic products are recommended. Cooks and servers should wear masks and gloves. These recommendations are contingent upon no outbreak in the community and will be reviewed over time. The announcement by the Bureau of Reclamation on Monday that it would be releasing 50,000 acre-feet of water to the Klamath Project for limited irrigation is drawing criticism from tribes. As reported by the Herald and News, the Klamath Water Users Association estimated the total is approximately 15% of what is needed to grow crops and raise livestock by farmers and ranchers in one of the driest years ever. Local tribes believe that's 15% more that could go toward helping save endangered fish like the suckerfish and coho salmon. The Klamath Tribe sent out a news release calling it perhaps the saddest chapter yet in a long history of treaty violations by the United States. Donald Gentry is the chairman of the Klamath Tribes, and he hopes to avoid a repeat of 2001 when the U.S. government sent federal marshals to maintain the peace as the water issue reached a boiling point during a drought year as farmers threatened to breach the head gates. And in local sports, Madras High School Buff Boys Baseball was scheduled to host Corbett yesterday in the start of league action, but the game was canceled, which marks two games in a row. The Buff Boys are scheduled to host North Marion today with game time set for 4:30 p.m. For Lady Buff Softball, their game against Corbett was canceled as well. Their next game is set to put them on the road to North Marion today with game time scheduled for 4:30 p.m. That's a look at news and sports. Reporting for KWSO News, I'm Duncan Bruno.